Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
What you call your body, it's mine now. I'm in full control. I am the same shaker. Taste. The groove maker.
And what's up, Star fam? Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in on Friday nights at 11 p.m. to hear the colors and see the music. I am your host, as always, Jonah Bolt. Today is Friday, July 29th, 2011. And joining me on the show tonight is none other than Michael Elijan from PrepareTheLandings.com. And Michael also channels Ashtar, Archangel Michael, Saint Germain, and many other key members of the Cosmic Team. And that track was from Ibiza Cream. That was Soul Shaker. And we're going to be playing more of that album throughout the broadcast tonight. If you have any questions, if we do have time, you can always call the radio station 888-815-9756. And we'll have some questions maybe later on for Michael if we have some time. So callers, call in. That's the number. And going on right into the news, and this has been all over the place this last week since the last broadcast. And I am speaking about the unthinkable financial ruin of America. We're talking about the debt crisis that's going on. And before I go into the article, we've talked about this before, that all of this is part of the 2012 shift, where all the current systems have to collapse because, for one, they're not working, and for two, that the backing of these financial systems and everything else is they're dark. They're dark entities. They're dark forces. They're reptilian. They're global elites. They're Bilderbergs, Rothschilds, you name it, Masons. It's all dark energy, money, all that stuff. The system should be laid out by bartering and trading and doing things like that, or local currencies that are at least backed by gold or something tangible, not by derivatives and things that are just made up on computer screens. So with that, we have the debt crisis, which has been all over the news lately, and what they're going to do, as always, or what they're saying they're going to do, is try to extend or make it larger of a debt ceiling so we could spend more money that we don't have. And with that, we not only are damaging our nation, but also tons of other nations, because as most people know, the U.S. is one of the biggest boys on the block for commodities, for trades, things like that. And you know, when this goes, it's just going to be a domino effect as other countries have been going. Like over in Europe, we've been talking about that a lot with the different riots there and the unions and all these draconian austerity measures that have been happening. And this article is named The Unthinkable Financial Ruin of America. And it basically talks about how we just keep raising the debt to sort of, you know, spend more money on things that we don't need, like wars. That is basically the most we spend money on. Meanwhile, we're cutting down pension checks and we're cutting down Social Security and everything else. Today we wake up to see that the work of a super madman who gunned down 90 children, which happened last week, and girls in Norway, and also madmen who have run the pharmaceutical industry, which have killed hundreds of people, thousands of people. And even alone here in the U.S., if most people don't know, the United States alone has over 100,000 people that die each year from properly prescribed medicine. So all these different things that are going on and all these different industries that are really running our country are all helping out to bring the system down, which the financial system is sort of created like that. They want it to collapse so they could boost it under a new currency. And all these different things, the pharmaceutical companies and all the banks and all the other industries that are out there, corporations, are all adding to the collapse of the American dream, the American dollar. Now, hopefully, when all this does happen, that America, as always, bands together and stays strong and helps our neighbors out and stays calm during these changes, because we do have lots of changes coming, as most of us have already seen in the last year. Moving on to Monsanto, and we talk about Monsanto a lot because I just recently realized what Monsanto was and who they are and what they're doing maybe a few months ago. So I think it's very important for the listeners here to also spread truth and know what's really going on so more people could be aware. And that's the whole message of why we go over the news and why we go over the things, is to be aware and to spread truth and let people in on what's really going on. The more people that are aware of these things, the more people that can stand up, and the more we can stop these things. If no one's standing up and no one's doing anything about it or even talking about it, well, then there's not much we can do. So this article talks about Monsanto Nation taking down Goliath. And this goes into, after two decades of biotech bullying and force-feeding on unlabeled and hazardous genetically engineered food to animals and humans, aided and abetted by the Clinton, Bush, and Obama administrations, it's time to move beyond defensive measures and go on the offensive. With organic farming, climate stability, and public health under the gun of the gene engineers and their partners in crime, it's time to do more than complain. With over one-third of the U.S. cropland already contained with genetically modified GMOs, the mounting scientific evidence that GMOs cause cancer, birth defects, and serious food allergies. Now, I agree with some of the article. They're basically saying at the end of the article, I'll post this on the website, that, you know, we should just all do organic farming, and that's sort of their answer to this. Unfortunately, I think they're forgetting a big thing, which is the chemtrails, because they are still spraying chemtrails on all major cities all over the world, which also has a huge effect on the food population. So even though if you stop Monsanto and stop all this, the GMOs and the seeds and all that, you still have other issues to deal with. So it's a great article. It also talks about what basically the Achilles heel is of Monsanto. And I'll read a little bit of that. To bring down Goliath and build an organic future, we need to be strategic as well as bold. We must take the time to carefully analyze our strengths and weaknesses and critique our previous efforts. Then we must prepare to concentrate our forces where our advisory is weak, like a chess master, moving the field of battle from Monsanto's currently impregnable territory into more favorable terrain. And again, I do back up them with, you must be bold and you must talk about this stuff, but there are other things to be aware of as well. Even when Monsanto, say, is taken down, there are plenty of other things we have to worry about. But again, all this is just part of the shift. And remember, everyone listening to this show, think of all the different things they're doing, fluoride in the water, chemtrails in the sky, GMOs in the food, GMOs in the seeds, everything we breathe, drink, and eat, they're putting chemicals in to try to calcify the pineal gland, all in preparation to try to stop the shift in what's happening in 2012. So all the listeners and star beings and all the Palladians and Arcturians and Andromedans listening, the good news is they're not stopping us. With all this stuff they're doing, despite all this stuff, we're still plugging away. We're still shedding light and love, and that's what this is about. Moving on to another article. This one is GMOs killing off monarch butterflies, report finds. Now, this article, if you don't know what the monarch butterflies are, they're very important to the ecosystem. And the GMOs that are being used and also being sprayed on U.S. cropland, roughly about 150 million pounds of this poison are sprayed in the U.S. cropland every year, are killing off the monarch butterflies. And if you don't know about the monarch butterflies and what they do to their ecosystem, they're very important. They go through moss and a certain type of plant that the milkweed, it's called, that the GMOs have been killing off. Now, the milkweed plant also is a host to a ton of other plants and other species as well. And over the last 10 years or so, this GMO spraying that they've been doing over the croplands here have been killing off this type of milkweed that's also killing off the butterflies, and it's also damaging the whole ecosystem. So it's not just people that it's damaging. It's also the ecosystem that all these chemicals are being sprayed on, which is pretty much most of the U.S. Another article I found this week, this one is consolidation of seed companies leading to corporate domination of world food supply. This I've talked about in the show before. This talks about how Monsanto and other companies, conglomerates of theirs, partners, are buying up all these seed bank companies. We're talking about DuPont, Syngenta, Monsanto. All these are different companies that have been buying up all smaller companies to try to control, quote-unquote, the food supply. Now, the GMOs in the seeds are basically the same thing as spraying them over the crops. They're damages our DNA. It's still toxic to our bodies and is not good. Here also in the U.S., another article I found this week, and this one sort of brightened up my soul a little bit. The headline on this one is 270,000 organic farmers sue Monsanto. More than 270,000 organic farmers are taking on a corporate agriculture giant, Monsanto, in a lawsuit filed March 30th. Led by the Organic Seed Growers and Trade Association, the family farmers are fighting for the right to keep a proportion of the world food supply organic. I hope in that bill they include the chemtrails, because that's a big part of it. Also, preemptively protecting themselves from accusations of stealing genetically modified seeds that drift onto their pristine crop fields. Now, this is something that has been going on in other countries where Monsanto, sort of under the radar, has been supplying companies and also farmers with them out even knowing that they are GMO-filled seeds. To give you an example, there's another article I found called Hungary Destroys All of Monsanto GMO Maize Fields. In an effort to rid the country of Monsanto GMO products, Hungary, the country, has stepped up the pace. This looks like it's going to be another slap in the face for Monsanto. A new regulation was just introduced this March, which stipulates the seeds are supposed to be checked for GMO before they are introduced to the market. Unfortunately, some GMO seeds made it to farmers without them knowing it, and almost 1,000 acres of crops have been planted with these GMO seeds, which the hungry farmers just took down. Unlike several EU members, GMO seeds are banned in Hungary. These checks will continue despite the fact that the seed traders are obliged to make sure that the products are GMO-free. So they sort of left it on the traders to do it, but as Monsanto and other corporations do it, they do things without people knowing. Well, some people found out in Hungary that the seeds that they did get were GMO seeds from Monsanto, and they destroyed the crops. Hungary, as I said, has banned Monsanto GMO seeds from being used in their country. So shout out to Hungary. Awesome. That's pretty cool. Most of the local farmers have complained since they just discovered they were using GMO seeds with season already underway. It is too late to sow new seeds, so this year's harvest has been lost. So unfortunately, that the farmers did lose a lot of crop this year. But the good news is they will not be eating GMO food and circulating that GMO food into the population. Another interesting article that I found, and this one really hits home here because I see this all around, where people are getting very obese. And the headline of this article is, French fries, fatty foods produce marijuana-like chemicals that trigger binge eating, study finds. And it says, call it a French fry high. Eating starchy snacks like French fries and potato chips usually triggers the production of natural marijuana-like chemicals in the body that make it difficult to stop eating the fatty foods. So this is something I've been saying to myself a long time, like, because I've traveled a little throughout the world, been about 30 countries or so, and America by far is the biggest country, should I say, to see, and you don't see that usually in other places. Why? Because America is built on fast foods, snacks, all this crap that they feed us, the Oreos and all that stuff, and now a study finds that there's actual chemicals in these foods that sort of give you a high that when you're not on that high after you've eaten it, I guess, you want to eat more. In a study published in the online edition of Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, researchers at University of California, Irvine, found that eating starchy junk food causes the body to release endocannabinoids, which encourage it to keep eating, the Health Day reported. So it just goes to show you more of the plot that our government uses to keep us dumbed down, keep us slow, fluoride in the water, etc., etc. Another case in point in the foods, they're putting marijuana cannabinoids to make people keep eating. Not cool, America, not cool. Good thing is all that stuff is going to stop when the shift happens. Another crazy article I found this week is 150 human-animal hybrids grown in the UK labs. Embryos have been produced secretively for the past 3 years. Well, I'm sure they've been crossbreeding animals and humans for a long time now. It's glad that it finally came to public light. The revelation comes just a day after a committee of scientists warned of a nightmare Planet of the Apes scenario in which work on human-animal creations has gone too far. Well, I'm glad that those scientists have spoken up for themselves to say that, hey, maybe we shouldn't be crossbreeding animals and humans and doing secret stuff because it's probably not cool what they're going to use it for. So that was a cool article. I'll have that up on the site as well. This one, Israel erupts in protests. Tens of thousands chant revolution. Now, we've been talking about revolutions all year long, all over the Middle East, all over Europe. And like we've been saying, they have been happening here, not as in large numbers, but now approximately 30,000 protesters have marched in Tel Aviv last week with social justice activists blocking central streets and chants of Mubarak, Assad, Netanyahu filling the air. These protests are being described as the greatest challenge Prime Minister Netanyahu faces on the home front. Well, I'm glad to see that some Israelis are finally waking up and realizing that their government is just as bad as ours with the lies, the secretiveness, the fake financial systems that they have created. And I'm glad people in the Holy Land are also rising up to the powers that be. Also, here in the U.S., U.S. Navy orders laser machine guns. Now, I put this article to talk about because this, if you read about what these are crazy, and they're now going to be fitted on all of our Navy. U.S. Navy warships will soon be equipped with a fearful combination weapons mounts boasting both heavy machine guns and high-powered laser ray guns, it has been announced. Now, I'll have this article up on the website. Check out what a laser ray gun can do. They basically pulsate lasers of light and energy to a untold mount. Like it could be out in space or it could be anywhere, and basically you could just fry it and shoot it out in one hit. So the wars that are coming in the future, if this stuff continues, which it will not, because the new Earth that is coming and the energies that are here will not allow things like this, but they're still pushing forward with their plans to build more destructive weapons. And now we have high-powered laser ray guns. Reminds me of Atlantis. Remember that place called Atlantis? And they took some of the ET technology, they made like a big weapon, and then it sunk? I don't know. Mental note for people. Microsoft lays out plans to unleash altered parasite organisms on humans. Now this is crazy. Microsoft, check this out. In its just published patented application for adapting parasites to combat disease, Microsoft lays out plans to unleash altered parasite organisms on humans, including mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, bedbugs, leeches, pinworms, tapeworms, hookworms, heartworms, roundworms, lice, head, body, and pubic, and the like, irradiated mosquitoes. Now, what they're doing is making synthetic, fake, altered parasite organisms and releasing them into the atmosphere. Instead of contracting malaria, an individual receiving the damaged placentum develops an immune response that renders the individual resistant to contracting malaria. So that's their thing. Well, we'll just make fake mosquitoes and have the fake mosquitoes bite people with fake placentum so that they become resistant to it. Now, if you believe that, then you're listening to the wrong show. Don't worry about runaway breeding, advises Microsoft. A termination feature can include programmed death that makes it possible. As David Spade might say, I liked this movie the first time I saw it when it was called Jurassic Park. Straight up, David Spade. That's what's up. So now they're releasing droves of different mosquitoes and whatever they want into the population. But don't worry about it because, as they said, they have a kill switch. Well, that's great. What are they really doing in the population? It's all part of the control because then it can put whatever they want to these things and infect the whole population, just like chemtrails or anything else that they're doing. And the last article before we get to our interview with Michael is Hackers to FBI. We are not scared anymore. And what I'm talking about is something I've been following for a few weeks now. I haven't brought it up yet, but this group is called – it's basically Anonymous, it's called. And it's a hacker group that basically has hacked into all major governments, all major corporations. They're basically attacking the corporations of the world. And just last week, a SWAT team and a number of different agencies arrested 16 alleged members of this Anonymous group, and there are some in the UK as well. And basically what they're saying to those arrests are, we're not scared anymore. Your threats to arrest us are meaningless to us, as you cannot arrest an idea. Straight up, that's what's up. You cannot arrest an idea. If you don't know who Anonymous is, Google them, YouTube them, and spread the truth of Anonymous, because they're an awesome group, and we support them here. Any attempt to do so will make your citizens more angry until they will roar in one gigantic chore. It is our mission to help these people, and there is nothing, absolutely nothing, you can possibly do to stop us. And with that, that is the news for the last week. I'll have all these articles posted up on Star Seed Energy Radio as always. And with that, I'm going to play one more track, and coming back after this will be Michael. Here we come, in praise of your son. I'll wave goodbye to the rain in praise of his son. Aquí estamos. Esta noche con el sol decimos adiós a la lluvia. Esta noche con el sol es tú y yo. Y aquí estamos. Esta noche con el sol. Da 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 Welcome back. You're tuning in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio. And joining me on the line right now on the show is Michael Elizjan from PrepareForTheLandings.com. Michael also has a couple other websites, which he'll give out at the end. And Michael, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Well, I'm glad to be here again.
Awesome. Yeah, this is take two for us. The other time we had a little communication problem, so glad to have you back on the show again. And let's start off by talking about your latest book, the newest book, Prepare for the Landings. What exactly is that? What does it talk about? Give our listeners a background of it.
Well, the overview of it is that this is, first of all, a book I had known from the time I was young that I was going to write, going to publish. I knew the title of it. Because before I came into this life, I was born without the veils over my mind, the chiasmic amnesia veil. So I remember actually choosing my Earth parents because of their metaphysical, holistic background. So I knew that one of my missions was to help prepare humanity for ultimate planetary, mass planetary divine intervention by the Federation of Light, the human appearing ETs, the higher Elohim beings, the forces of light who want to liberate this planet. And it was interesting you mentioned the anonymous group, because I've heard Astra use the word anonymous a few times, referring to that there will be a lot of, quote, hacking into computer systems. It doesn't always have to be done physically. It can be psychically done. So our presence on this planet is also helping to instigate a lot of changes. But for me, this book, Prepare for the Landings, they go to prepareforthelandings.com, is specifically the overview of the blueprint of what our friends off the planet, the extended cosmic family, that is preparing to make a mass appearance over this planet. And one of the things that confirms to me that we're getting really close to this appearing is all these rash of negative alien invasion movies that are coming out this summer. Produced a lot by corporate entities who want to keep us in fear and psych ops, keep the war machine going, keep us all subjugated and enslaved by their stupid, petty, you know, wars and all these idiotic things, that moronic things that need to come to an end. So, you know, secrecy, I think we need to eliminate the, now, do a memorandum, you know, eliminate the National Security Act. In other words, abolish it, because all it does is keep the war machine in place. So, you know, if it wasn't for the stupid shenanigans of the cabal, there wouldn't be need to be groups like Anonymous specifically. They're kind of like the modern-day, you know, freedom fighters, but using it through computers, using technologies. And I know the higher forces must be helping them also, because a lot of stuff is going to be slipping out. Astra has told me, one of the beings I communicate with, and also channels through me when I do these transformational channel readings, that you can go to channelforthemasters.com, and you'll see some of my background. But Astra has told me that there is going to be a lot of accidental, quote-unquote, downloading. When you design computers, you design any kind of technology to subjugate the people, to manipulate, to suppress. That technology will ultimately, even though we consider it inanimate has consciousness too. It doesn't want to be used to be manipulated to others. It wants to be used to be a benefit. So it will rebel. It's like robots rebellion, literally against the cabal, while allowing the people, allowing the masses to become aware. So Anonymous will probably be helped by the very physiological changes of new energies coming over the planet right now that have never been here in the universe before, to force accountability on corporations, on any kind of entities that are opposed to our freedoms and well-being, who, of course, tried to off me a number of times, literally. I mean, the use of deadly force, and as I share in my book, Prepare for the Landings, one of their attempts in 79, where they hit me with a psychotronic beam, a form of psychic assassination. Even though they initially did kill me, I mean, I fell dead, basically, woke up. Next thing I know, I was waking up on the Merkaba, while the Elohim that were standing around me on board were putting the life force back in my body, and altered my DNA RNA so I wouldn't be vulnerable to that kind of attack. So wow. In my transformational channel readings, I help download these higher light encodements on the recordings, so when people play them back, they activate your DNA RNA and helps build up your immunity and helps to activate everyone else around you. It's a very wonderful thing, the Elohim technologies that are being used.
Yeah, that's amazing. And when you talk about, because I talk about this a lot, when the Galactic Federation of Light and other councils, there is a galactic law, correct, that says that a sort of civilization, Galactic Federation of Light, cannot step into a planetary, you know, problem unless it's going to affect the entire universe or outside of its quadrant, which I believe that's probably going on for a long time, because we have different missions in space and things like that. And I know we have like reverse engineered UFO fleets that the U.S. has reverse engineered from ET technology. And like you said, they've been doing a lot of attacks and black op attacks I've been reading about, and also in your emails and stuff, that information you've sent me. Tell us about some of the black op programs and reverse engineered UFOs that you know of that the U.S. is using to sort of counteract what's going on.
Well, interesting. Of course, one of the most important hacking jobs was Gary McKinnon, who tapped into the Pentagon computers a few years ago, and my friends upstairs told me they helped him get in there. So he thought it was just easy, you know, because of the arrogance of some of these entities on Earth, that they don't have much of a defense system for people to get in. But I think it was more that the Air Force has allowed him. His mission, I think, was to, being an Earth embodiment, was be a catalyst to inspire others, quote-unquote, to be in a state of awareness, state of consciousness. When we're in a state of consciousness, when we're open to new ideas, the information will come to us in various different ways. But Gary McKinnon did tap into the computers, and of course they arrested him for hacking. But truth was, he was just looking for UFO documents. There's some vagueness in some of the laws, that even though the power elite always have their loopholes, they get away with all kinds of horrendous things, literally murder, human genocide. But someone wanting to get information, and it's considered classified, I can tell you, I'd have to kill you kind of thing. Well, somehow that's forbidden, of course, but they can do anything they want to, right? And so the hypocrisy, the double standards have got to stop. And so it's just Gary McKinnon did expose that there's an anti-gravity fleet, black op fleet, flying around. And I have seen through night vision goggles these battles going on, which are about to come to a close. And the battles are one-sided because the cabal is like Keystone Cops, really. They send up these anti-gravity ships that have actually particle beams on them that are like Model Ts compared to the Jaguar Maserati Federation light ships flying around. So they actually are ordering these black ops to fire on the light ships, even though there's not showing any kind of, negative tendencies. And what happens is it bounces back and blows their own ship up. But yet, split seconds before it blows up, they beam the black ops off. And most of these guys, whether being evil, most of them are just heavily programmed and egoistic. You kind of think, well, I'm the ultimate warrior. But they come into this higher energy. A lot of them actually were on missions. I have met many of these black ops in years past, long before Project Camelot came on the Internet, who were in black op covert agencies trained to kill people with their minds, like in the movie Men of Spirit Goats, which is actually a very mild downplay of some of the more intense things they were trained to do, told me they woke up one day and remember being on the Merkaba light ship, the Federation light, prior to coming into human embodiment, had programmed to deprogram themselves. So a huge amount of infiltration of the light has occurred, and even in thousands of Manchurian candidates that were trained to pick up their gun at some point, like in this recent case in Norway, which was actually one of thousands of others. And so once in a while this event has happened, but most of the cases of these people have been programmed to do aren't going to do it because they're actually a higher being who took the position of somebody that they thought they could control. Because of their higher programming, they were able to break through that program. But there's been a few instances, yes. But for the vast majority of what they tried to do, that's all falling apart. And when it does happen, it's far less than what they programmed to do. So we have a lot of help being given to us and higher beings who infiltrated the dark side to blow that whole thing out in the open and expose it and stop it. So there's a huge group of black ops coming over to the light right now. And in fact, the whole chemtrail program I hear is about to break down because when a lot of these agents were trained, made, and brainwashed thinking they were doing the right thing for whatever they were told, now they're realizing it's not to help us, but part of human genocide. So they have a huge defection on their hands coming over to light.
Yeah, and going into like disclosure and really the real disclosure and the movies and all that stuff that sort of puts fear into it, because I even see videos on YouTube and they always write like aliens, scary stuff. I even saw one today, and that's the fear that they want to put in the population, so when it is time for disclosure, that the masses don't accept it the correct way, where they're fearful of it. What has the Federation done, or what can they do, or what have they told you that they're doing to try to sort of counteract that?
Well, actually, the higher energies that are coming into the Earth right now, and this is very exciting. In fact, this is something that when I updated my Cosmic Connection show, which is broadcast through VortexNetworkNews.com. That's VortexNetworkNews.com. Cosmic Connection, the show every two or three weeks I'll update it. And what I did a couple months ago was about the fact that I was reminded about something, and that it's something, the two things that just happened, the beginning of the, in the last several months, since the beginning of this year, that the Federation of Light and all of us who are part of Connect with Those Realms before we took Earth Embodiment, we were all waiting for two events to happen as confirmation that divine intervention was only a matter of a few months or a few years off. And the exciting thing about it, and I've gotten massive numbers of confirmations of things happening on the Earth level around, that verifies we're getting close to it, but imagine on their level. And those two events were that a new energy would come into the universe that would never, it had never existed before, that the Elohim are all excited about because they've never experienced this. And on, and because of that, new Elohim consciousness technology would come into existence. Kind of like from us just discovering fire and you jump to the Industrial Revolution technology. Those two things just happened in the last several months, which means we're only a few months to a few years at the most away from divine intervention.
And when you speak of divine intervention, you're speaking of disclosure in the masses, where the ships
will
be
closed. Well, I'm talking about, no, the ships coming in massively over the Earth, making their appearance pretty obvious. And what, but the energy coming on the planet is awakening everybody in coming into a state of greater joy, beauty, and truth for those of us of the light. Now, for that 1% of humanity at the most, the cabal, the Illuminati, they're coming into a state of massive agitation because now it's starting to dawn on them that the masses aren't being, are waking up now, and they're refusing to go along with the agenda. And I believe truly, and I've discussed this before recently, that we are into a new timeline right now. It's being overlaid over the old timeline, that there is groups of those of us, and I think you're and many others of your listeners are part of that, the people I've done sessions for, transformational channel readings are part of it, that there's a group of us whose oversoul future self have come back into the past-present timeline, and we have all, we're creating another timeline over the old timeline, so instead of there being thousand-foot tidal waves and human martial law and all this other crap that some people who are still locked in that, yes, there's going to be some Earth changes, but the severity of it isn't going to be the same. So instead of only a third of humanity surviving, I see at least two-thirds to three-quarters surviving through this and being able to be lifted up off the planet. As my book, Prepare for the Landings, describes, there's going to be a series of waves, not just one time, to make sure that every soul who would desire to be lifted up and transform their life, as long as they put some personal effort forward, the higher forces will support them and back them. Their personal initiative, higher forces will support them by overshadowing each person's individual efforts to help them reach that state of attunement. So this new energy is releasing the fear, false evidence appearing real, that has been within people through their DNA RNA. It's eliminating that, but it's putting a lot of fear into the cabal about, hey, if you don't align with the people's will, you're going to be recycled to the Godhead. You've been warned time and time again, and now this is the ultimate cosmic judgment day. For those whose evils, you know, we're talking about pedophiles, Satanists, and people like that are so nasty and so evil, I don't think we could rehabilitate them. Now, there's other people we can rehabilitate, but there's some entities that are so evil that you know, they're so far that they're going to have to be recycled because of the crimes against humanity. We can forgive them, but we can't let them run ripshod over humanity. That's what the Federation of Light said. So light's closing in on it. And I, years ago when I saw the movie The Sting, Astra says to me, well, we have a cosmic sting against the imbalanced forces, and sure enough, that sting is coming into alignment right now, so getting very exciting.
Yeah, to say the least. And when you talk about these new energies, a lot of people experience them in ways that they don't know what's going on. Like, I have friends of mine that are can't sleep between 3 or 4 o'clock, or they're having I've had several friends recently, especially one just a few weeks ago, call me up where she had a very vivid dream where she's being taken up on a spaceship, and from what I understand is that they're working on our light bodies at night in the ships. And I've had a couple of friends experience that recently, and they said they were not in fear in these ships. You know, they were not afraid in these dreams. And tell us a little about what they're doing in the ships with the light bodies.
Well, first of all, there are so many ships now, recently, because of these new confirmations that I just mentioned, that they're, I mean, I call it cosmic rock star parking. There are so many ships up there right now, there's hardly any parking.
Yeah.
Literally. And NASA knows this. This is the whole thing. They know about this, and they're tight-lipped. But, you know, yes, there's a huge amount of spiritual work right now on working on people to get their physical Earth bodies vibrationally attuned, so when they flip the switch on the resonating field beam, and two are standing in the field, so to speak, and they can beam up a person based on a frequency scale. And it was a scale, as I mentioned in the book, Prepare for the Landings, prepareforthelandings.com, from 0 to 500, a harmonic frequency scale. So depending on where you are on the scale, which is about a 200 frequency approximate reading, that kind of determines if you can be lifted up. So they're going to do a series of waves to allow everybody to get ready, prepared, at different segments. The first group's going to, a smaller group, about 1 to 2 million, are going to be lifted up. And they call it the secret wave. It's not secret because I'm talking about it. It's secret about giving the cabal any notice of exactly when it's going to be. You know, even biblically it says no one knows, even the angels in heaven. Of course, Asher keeps telling me, we don't know yet, but it's getting so close we can taste it. It's getting up for millions of years. But I wanted to share one thing quickly with your audience about one of the greatest confirmations I got recently.
Sure.
Besides, you know, before, I mean, in the last several months, I've gotten hundreds of emails and phone calls and about confirming that the people would call me up, email me, that their own inner guidance and their own ET space contacts in various different groups had confirmed in them about the book, Prepare for the Landing. And one of the most dramatic ones, which I'll be glad to email people a little email about it, which I summarized, was Lance Campbell, a trucker, who in 2010 has been began to get in contact telepathically with a group of light beings who would bring down their 1,000-foot light ship physically right there, filling up the sky right before his truck while he's driving his truck along the highway. And he could actually see him waving at him through the portholes on the ship. And wow. He started asking him yes or no answers. He was listening to George Norrie's Coast to Coast show. This goes to about 68 million people. I think it's about 100 million. They say 68 million. So, but my premise is, and George Norrie's a pretty nice guy, except most of the people from the UFO community that he's had as guests, not all of them, but the majority of them, Asteroid told me were a bunch of psychops, right out of the black op covert agencies, pretending to be civilian investigators. It's some big mystery. Yet these same people could never pass a criminal investigation to save their life. So he started asking yes and no answers, ship going right and left for no or up and down for yes. When he ever asked the question, should I believe this particular guest, he usually got a no answer, nothing like getting us from the cosmic horse's mouth. Well, when he asked about me, and on the night January 19th, which you can go to the website and touch on that image of George Norrie, listen to the three-hour interview, and he's listening to it, the ship's hovering in the sky, he asked them, should I believe this me and what about the book, he got a strong yes answer. Ship went up and down vigorously, and he said he only got that for me, James Gillian, and a couple other people. But most of the time he got a no answer, and I thought it was nothing like getting a good cosmic kosher stamp of approval. You know, so that's
absolutely
wonderful.
And let me ask you a question, Michael. I've been talking about this for a while because I'm pretty new to the whole Ashtar Command Galactic Federation. I was awakened about a year and a half ago fully, and I'm a numbers guy, and I always like to see things in proof and numbers and something tangible. And when I started learning about how many tens of thousands of ships here and motherships here that have a million plus souls on them, and there's tens of thousands of those, there's literally trillions and trillions and trillions of souls here, which means that the few million of us that are alive here on the planet right now are not just regular souls, that we are some of the most advanced, bravest, and the elite of our civilizations on the planet. Is that a correct statement to make?
Well, yes, and that's not in what you're saying or I'm saying. It is not from any ego that you're saying this, because we're like the Navy SEALs of the Federation. We had to go, and
got
I was
it.
Watching recently a show about the Navy SEAL. It got me a little tired even watching it, but it dawned on me that the very analogy of what certain of these elite, you know, special forces go through on an intergalactic level, so in order to come down to a dense level of Earth, we have to go through some intense training to be able to survive. If you can be a survivor on planet Earth, I mean, galactic street smarts, you really have accomplished a lot. So in a sense, when you say elite, that is true. We're like our Navy SEALs, Army Rangers, in the sense that we were put through special training. And out of the original clarion call, the great clarion call millions of years ago when Seneca Moore sent that call out asking volunteers and trillions of souls responded, only the original core group, 144,000, were chosen because of their unique abilities. Now the number has decreased about over 28% of the world's population. Souls are directly off the ships. The number has increased because there's more volunteers now. They're part of this whole mission to liberate the planet and set the stage very soon for open divine intervention.
Yeah, that's what's up, and I'm glad to hear you say that, because it just makes sense. I'm all about common sense. If you have tens of thousands of ships and only, you know, millions of us here, that means that, you know, I don't come from ego at all. Like you said, I when I talk to my friends, you know, the 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds, I'm just trying to explain to them, like, listen, dude, you're not just some regular guy. You're a very powerful being, and not just a powerful being, but a very important one. And that's interesting to me, because I want to find out more about it. We're just human, and that seems to work.
You could say that we're like the cosmic sons and daughters of some high galactic high mucky mucks. But I say that in a loving way, because these beings, unlike our Earth leaders that are corrupt and all the way through, these beings, the love, the incredible consciousness that they emanate, the twice that I've been physically aboard the ship, as I share in my book, I didn't want to come back. I mean, I knew I had to come back, but I wanted to hang out there as long as possible.
Absolutely.
And all I can say is, when you're in the presence of these loving beings, they're part of your extended cosmic family, unlike your Earth biological family sometimes. Their love is so total, and yet they watch over us, they protect us, they let us come on these missions because of their unconditional love. That's quite a sacrifice. And now, very soon, we're about to have R&R, Cosmic Earth Alert Alumni Party. We're going up to they have light clubs up there, too, but great parties. I mean, I'm talking about, I'm deprived. I remember being in these great parties up there and partying down. I mean, we're party animals. In a spiritual sense, we drink nectar of the gods, eat this etheric food, and also for those whose relationships have been a little askew, many of the other haves often are, I was told years ago, by or before divine intervention, all divine couples would start to unite. Either they would unite on the earth level, as through, like, you know, Match.com, you know, some of these, but we have InterGalacticEHarmony.com, InterGalacticEMatch.com, you think I'm joking, that literally unites couples together. So if you're having a problem in your relationship and you're looking for your true love, well, stick around a little bit, because they're getting ready to, many of them are going to be coming on Earth, or you're going to meet them soon on the Earth plane, because it's time to abolish all these karmic, nasty kinds of things that don't fulfill you. That's something they promised also, that once we fulfill our mission, we'd be reunited with our crew other halves.
Yeah, that's a good thought for mine, is that this is a celebration. You know, this is a very dense planet. It's a very hard planet. It's like the Harvard of schools in the universe. And where we're going to is, it's like graduation day. It is a celebration, and everybody should be not in fear, in joy, because we are divine, and these are exciting times. And with that, I want you to give out some more of your websites and any last thoughts you have for the listeners.
Well, yeah, at channelforthemasters.com, you'll see some of my background, how I was trained in the Edgar Casey method of channeling, originally by my Earth father, was a professional stage hypnotist, and after beings like Ashtar, and they started coming around me. And there's a list also of the NASA star people characteristics, and I'm sure your audience will relate to a lot of those as a physiological reference point, and about my transformational channel readings. Then at prepareforthelandings.com, you can download the Prepare for the Landings book as an ebook, or order a paperback copy, and we will autograph your boarding pass to it. I mean, it's one of the greatest fears of all is when you're left behind when the mothership leaves, you know. Anyway, so Prepare for the Landings, there's also some great DVDs there. And then at vortexnetworknews.com, you can listen to the Cosmic Connection shows that I've archived, a lot of great subjects there as well. So I look forward to connecting with you, and if you want to get on the email list, I'll be glad to put you on that as well.
Absolutely, and just like at the beginning of my radio show, I have we're broadcasting live from the mothership, and that's been my intent since I started this show. So a shout out to Ashtar Command, that I'll be hopefully up on a mothership broadcasting live soon over Earth. That's what's up. So
well, Corton tells me you were connected with him. He's a communication specialist. He was the one I met in '79, and works out of a city called Kor on Mars. And they're going to be broadcasting over corporate media and showing all the stuff that the corporate media has covered up.
Good. Well, if they're looking for any positions, I'm here and waiting, so send the command.
Okay.
That's what's up. Michael, thank you so much for coming on the show, and we will
thank
have
you back
on again
soon. Thank
you for
having me, and the Federation Light thanks you, and thanks that you're doing a good job to get the truth out.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and I know that they're watching and listening, so thank you again. And Michael, namaste and blessings, and everyone else will wrap up, but first enjoy this last track. And welcome back. I said that that was the last song, but I said it by accident. So first, I just want to talk about a little event that we got going on tomorrow night here in the Asheville area. So all the Ashlinians out there or people in the surrounding areas, we do have Poncho, the Crystal Skull, an ancient Crystal Skull, coming to Black Mountain to the Light Center tomorrow night. It's an event that I put together, and definitely have a good amount of people coming, and it's awesome. So if you have anyone in the Asheville area or Tennessee or anywhere, South Carolina, I've already talked to several people that are driving a couple hours to come see Poncho. So don't miss this opportunity. It's going to be a 2.5-hour workshop with a meditation and healing. And there's also some privates available on Saturday and Sunday. I think there's only one left on Saturday. But anyways, Poncho the Crystal Skull coming to Asheville this weekend, tomorrow. So spread the word around on that. And also joining me next week is Monty, the Keeper of the Crystal Pod. That's thecrystalpod.com. And Monty, I met about a month and a half ago when I was in New York on my New York trip. And he was also awakened fully a year and a half ago like I was, and also of Mario, the Keeper of the Crystal Skull. So it's funny how all three of us are in contact now, and we all were awakened a year and a half ago on these crazy missions, but wouldn't have it any other way. Also, coming up on August 12th is Rick Olive from We the World. You can check out wetheworld.org, or also we.net is another website of theirs. And joining me also might be Marion. I'm not sure if she'll be joining us, but Rick and Marion are also work together. They're also doing a new global campaign for youth activists, which I'm also going to be part of, which is really cool. And that's going to be talking to college students and high school students around the world on becoming more involved on activists, which is your planet, activists in terms of your self-sustainability, activists in terms of food supply or water supply. You know, it's time for my generation and the younger generations to really hear the truth and take action with stop eating the French fry foods and the fast foods and the fluoride water from the tap. It's time to let people know the truth so that they can be aware of the ways to fully enhance these energies that are coming. We need to fully be able to tap into these energies and use these energies. They're here for a reason. They're here to empower us on our missions. They're here to help us fulfill our missions. But if our friends that we know are star beings and light beings aren't aware of it, well, then they can't help us out. They can't help themselves. So that's why it is so important that one by one we tell each other. Also, some cool sites to check out, I've talked about them a lot, is Cosmic Consciousness Online. And also CosmicNexus.org. That is by my friend Simeon Chiron Metronome. And he has some awesome, awesome heavy transmissions that go down usually once or twice a month. And his webinars, and they're just awesome. So if you have a chance, check that out and get on board. Check out his Cosmic Blueprints as well. So also some cool sites. You could check out Starseeds.net or AshtarCommandCrew.net. Those are some cool websites for like Facebook and MySpace. And, you know, they're cool to check out and meet other like-minded light beings. There's a lot more being awakened and a lot more to come. And as Michael said, it's right around the corner. So these are the times to be aware, to be alive. And that's the most important thing of this show, is to spread the truth and light and the love that is out there, because it is around us at all times. And with that, thanks for tuning in. Good night, Star Fam. I am your host, Jonah Bolt. Have a safe and enlightening week ahead. And I'll see you next week, Star Fam. Enjoy this last track. We'll be right back.